Hey, everybody, what is up? We are back. Blind Spot was on hiatus, but we are kicking, shooting, beating people up, and learning things. So, Blind Spot, Season 2, Episode 13, right here up next. Keep it locked.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't it feel so good, guys? Yeah, out there, just farming, on the range, just minding your business, doing your things. That's right. And Blind Spot, you just have so many people to meet while you're out in the great outdoors. So, let's go in and get into it. Check it out. I am your host. That's right. You can find me at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And I'm joined by the wonderful, the gold card, the number one, Nick Marty. What's up, man?
What's up, everyone? You can find me at NickMarty13 and The Latest Late Show on YouTube. But I love my Blind Spot. And today we got a lot of juicy info. I couldn't take my eyes off that screen.
Yo, this was a good episode.
It was really good. There was like, a lot going down.
A whole lot. Like this, we got so many good nuggets of information this episode. So
it was a lot of detailed things that obviously Blind Spot, like, it's a little trickled, but all of a sudden now we can go in like 50 different directions, you know?
Yeah. So I guess we'll start off with something that's a little light, a little fluffy, if you will.
I think we like to always start with this genre of detail.
Reed and Nikki.
Yep.
Starting out, she's in the bed. She's like, oh, do you want to go to work or do you want to stay at home?
We both looked at each other and we rolled our eyes immediately.
I was like, girl, he ain't checking for you. He was like, I'll call you. She was like, you ain't got my number.
And we were like, duh. And
like, I don't want your number.
Yeah.
Put it in my phone. Let me see. Like, look,
this was a one-time thing. I don't want this to be a numerous time thing.
Your bullet holes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We rolled our eyes heavy on that.
Man. But anyway, Nikki's, you know, she's in the bed. She's trying to, you know, get Reed to stay. Break the rules a little bit, but he stood strong.
She did.
He stood strong.
She did, and he did, because, you know, she wanted what she wanted, and she got it.
Yeah, she did get it.
That's why I said they both have to be strong on that.
Yeah, they got to be strong. But it's interesting because we see Reed later with Z, you know, Zapata.
Classic.
And she calls him out for missing the workout and coming in late and stuff.
And she's egging on the whole time, like, oh, where were you? Where were you? And she always does this.
I don't get the point of, like, yo, you like him, he like you. What's the problem? Stop self-sabotaging. Like, just be with him.
Maybe she just...
Y'all would be a great
maybe
couple.
Maybe self-confidence. That she's like, he can get better girls, maybe. Because
maybe
she's
insecure. Yeah, maybe she's like highly insecure and she's like sabotaging it because she doesn't feel that she's worthy of him or something like that.
Could be. But that'd be too emotional for this.
He loves you, girl. He loves you.
Stupid.
Just trust that. Stupid. But it's sad. You see them in the end of the episode. She's still kind of like teasing them and stuff.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, okay. I was about to jump to the.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to that in just a second.
Yeah.
But you see her teasing him and everything, and it's like, why don't you just say what you want to say?
But she wasn't as distant about it. Like, she was like, okay, I'll see you at the gym tomorrow. But she knew, but she wasn't as jealous sounding as she normally is.
You can tell she still likes him, but she's trying to feel. I think she's trying to feel that relationship out. And see, you know, if, I guess, is he serious about this new girl, whoever she is?
Yeah.
But, speaking of being serious, this new girl has brought in a new element into her and Reed's relationship.
A naughty
element. And, people just break out coke like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, she took it out casually, like she was pulling out like a beer. Like, she was like, this is what I do. And he's like, hold up, didn't you break up with Freddie for this mess?
And, it's not, what is it called, addiction, it's for fun.
Yeah, she's like, this is fun.
That's
I can
how
stop
all
when,
starts.
I can stop whenever I want.
That's how it starts, kids.
Mm-hmm. That's how, don't go down that slippery slope. There's two slippery slopes
in
this episode.
We've been there. We're tired of
look,
it.
Can't have... Look. Look. There's no hope with dope. All right?
True. Well said. Well said. No, I like that one. I didn't hear that in my D.A.R.E. program, but I like the other poetry you got.
Oh, man. But moving on to something that I think really tied this episode together well about the problems that are being brought up with the government as a whole from Shepherd's point of view is this mission that we go on. And we get to go on this mission with Reed and Zapata at first because Patterson finds this information about this special mission.
Using Omaha,
yep,
which using is Omaha. Kind of frowned upon.
And we're going to get on her in a second because Patterson, she's hurt my feelings a little bit.
Because they brought it up in the beginning and then the end. That's why.
Yeah. She kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And Patterson, we love you, but you got to play by the rules. So you get this cool mission that they go on. At first, it just seems like nothing. It's like, hey, look, it's just a farmer guy. What could it be? And the guy has tons of explosives, guns, all kinds of stuff. Like, he has the kind of armory that would make Rambo proud.
He's making, like, aluminum thick bombs?
Yeah, like AFO bombs or alpha bombs.
Something.
In the chat, you guys will let us know, you know, what is it, as alpha nick bombs or alpha bombs?
Yeah,
or
something
it's like
that.
Aluminum and peroxide and I don't know, and grass and fertilizer or something. You mix it up, and, I don't know, put it in a bucket or something.
And
I don't
an AK-47, too.
Yeah, tons of guns. And... What the crazy thing is how this mission comes about and who's behind it. Like, were you surprised to see that there was an actual agent that was, like, kind of spurring this on?
You know, I was surprised in the beginning, but then you have to think about... It's not just Hollywood, but I feel like even in these real-life agencies, everyone's on their own different missions. And I feel like some of them cross without knowing that they're in each other's, you know, boundaries in different areas. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't surprised that maybe they were doing something that they didn't know about, and they're. It didn't surprise me that there was a cross that they didn't know about.
Yeah, the thing that oh, real quick, Cunningham 2014, what's up, man? We see you in the chat. Nice to see you. Nice to have you here. It's crazy because this guy, like Weller said, it's entrapment. And he put these, normal people, like just regular everyday people, like, yeah, they were angry, as they should have been, but he essentially radicalized these people. Like, they went from being angry about, you know, the pipelines going through our land, they're going to take our land, and all of this stuff, but he pushed this idea of becoming, like, a terrorist cell.
Yeah.
Like, he made this happen.
But he said he didn't want it to get it to the violent stage.
Yeah, but he's essentially, like, with entrapment, you're essentially arresting them for something you made them do.
True.
Or pushed them along to do. You know, these people were angry, but they were nowhere near. You know, these were regular farmers, everyday people. You know, they just go to work, come home, they don't really bother anybody. And he pushed them into something a little more dangerous, you know? And
wait, just a little bit, but
more than a little
bit. The whole barn was full of explosives, but yeah,
maybe more than a little bit. But and you see the repercussions of something like this because the guy gets what, two people killed, three? He got his main informant killed. All right, so four people.
Well, I guess
he got his main informant killed.
She didn't blow herself up, I guess. But
yeah,
she
but
did,
the two people that were riding with her
did.
Died.
Yeah.
So that's that. Yeah, because
five
man.
Two at the farm scene.
Yeah, two
shootout.
At the farm scene.
She got away. Informant died.
Uh huh. But he died in the farm scene, right?
In the farm scene.
Okay, okay.
Then you had the two people driving with
in the
her.
Truck. Yeah.
So that's five, and she's the only one who lived.
All over something that. Didn't even need to happen.
Like that was egged on.
Yeah, I just felt bad, but then it ties into what I guess Roman and what Shepherd and stuff were talking about with the government, where there are people in the government that help Shepard make her point. You know, like, they're helping her.
But the thing is, because unfortunately, we have to follow rules.
Yes.
But as opposed to these bad guys who don't follow rules.
True.
So it's like, it proves her point of what she's trying to do to infiltrate. But as well as we're playing by the rules, we're trying to watch out for each other's proximities and, you know, what mission we're trying to do, what we're trying to infiltrate. So, I mean, it's like, it sucks because we have to stay in bounds and, you know, with the law, as opposed to these guys who are just ruthless.
They do whatever they want to do.
They want to shut down the whole power grid, like, 5 episodes ago,
yeah,
remember? Like,
and that, just imagine a major metropolitan city just going completely dark.
Yeah.
Like, that is crazy just to imagine that. And, you know, that's what we're dealing with. And unfortunately, in this case, with this mission, this is something that has been spurned on by the FBI. And just, I was surprised. I knew when they went, when she, you know, asked him if, you know, if he was getting cold feet or whatever, I was like, this guy is going to get him killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, not only him, like you said, 4 other people.
You called it.
But I knew, I was like, he's going to get fired for this.
Yeah.
Like, Weller is going to fire, he's getting fired for this. Like, I'm surprised he didn't get, like, you know, jailed for this.
Would they have been killed, though, maybe if they hadn't found out about this mission? You know, because he did like, say he wanted to stop it before it got
violent.
He was going to
swoop in. So, but it's weird because you never know how far they would have taken it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because maybe if they saw the agent swooping in, they would have decided to just blow the explosives anyway. So you never know what would have happened if those people got spooked like that. Which is, it's just, man, I felt bad for those guys because those guys were they were just normal people. You know, and I felt like they got dragged into something that was way more than they ever bargained for.
True. We got Ivan Soto in the chat, too, as well as, you know, Cunningham. And I think Cunningham brought up a good point. Because remember, he says, have we seen that girl before? She looked familiar. Didn't I say when we were watching it, I said, she looks familiar.
Yeah, you were like, who is that? And I was just like, I don't know.
She looked familiar to me for some reason. I don't remember why.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe she is a new character, but maybe she looks just very vaguely familiar to someone
else. Yeah, maybe she's been in like an episode last season or something like that.
She was featured, then the director said, you know what? I like you. You're all right, so
what else do we have going on in the chat?
That's it. So I basically fast forwarded that's basically it right now.
All
right,
cool. So moving on to something that was huge in this episode. At the end of the last episode, we find out that Weller knows Shepard.
From the yearbook.
But by a different name back in his school days. And we open up on this episode in 1996. Weller is not too happy with his school arrangement. Wants to get away, has a little altercation, and we get an entrance from Shepard. And this is very interesting because Shepard is almost like encouraging him to stay with, you know, stay with the military, stay with the government.
But it makes sense after a little bit.
Yeah. But it's just very interesting to see how she played it back then.
Yeah.
And I'm going to rope this in, and I know some people will be like, you're crazy. But she seemed very, this was almost like a Palpatine and Anakin Skywalker thing where you have the dark, you know, the guy with the dark side trying to lure the young Padawan onto the dark side. And I was like, this is very interesting because she was like, you want to protect people. The only way you can protect people is with power.
Yeah.
And the type of power she's talking about
was with the Mets.
That's right. It's that she's talking about that evil power. Very evil power. And I was just surprised to see how she played that back then. And especially to find out that when they go to investigate the school, that she had been very instrumental with him even staying in the school.
Like, which I get now, though, because she wanted him to learn the tricks of the trade of whatever you learn in military school and training, you know?
Yeah. And we also find that Shepard has ears and eyes everywhere. Like, when I went to school, maybe have bent a rule there, here and there. I may have visited the principal's office every now and then. I never seen an office aide snitch like the one after Weller left.
That was a little secretary.
Like, he didn't get out the door before she was like, he just came over. Like,
what? Like, mind you, that was a flip phone also.
Yeah, she broke out the flip phone in 2017. Like, she was keeping it retro.
Yeah, she was sticking in 1996.
She was holding on. But it's just surprising that not only there, but then we find out through the rest of the investigation that leads them to, I cannot remember the young man's name. In the chat, let us know, well, the older gentleman that's at the retirement home, let us know his name in the chat, not because I can't remember it offhand.
Yeah.
But we go to ask him some questions and find out that he seems very, very out of touch due to dementia.
And into
baseball.
Or
what they think is dementia.
Yeah, we didn't get it even, you know, he's just like, baseball. All right,
yeah, because I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if he's speaking in code. Then I was like, well, nah. You know, it was just like,
I thought it was an actual dead end.
Yeah, I thought it was a dead end, too. I was like, maybe he's speaking in code. Then I was like, nah, it's nothing.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt bad for him because, you know, he was apparently some great guy, and now he's just sitting in a home by himself.
Yeah.
And we find out a little bit later when the investigation comes back to him that Weller is really kind of like drilling into, you know, what's going on, because Patterson has a tape of him speaking to his old boss about not going down to D.C., staying in New York, and finding out that Shepherd has been working really hard to keep him in New York. Very hard.
It shows you, like, she's working so hard on, we can say, on Weller, but then think about how many people she has in her hands.
Yeah.
Even she was talking with that one guy who we didn't know who he was in D.C.
True.
Who was saying, I don't want, what was Patterson's ex-lover's name?
Borden.
Borden.
Yeah.
You know, Borden's really tough. Can you send him back to New York? And they're just,
yeah.
How many people are in D.C.? Hundreds? Thousands? How many people are in New York? Hundreds?
Yeah,
thousands?
She definitely has her hands in a lot of pies and is really orchestrating this well, which is something that is a very strong point about this episode. We get to see how powerful, you know, Shepherd is. And apparently she's got money because she bankrolled Weller's whole tuition, and she's bankrolling the guy and the retirement home.
And she has a teleporter, because how did she get there from New York? But look, Ivan actually brought up a good point that we didn't even think about, so thank you for mentioning this, that the flip phone is a burner phone.
Ah, yes, yes. So, you know, you can use it real quick, get rid of it, you know.
Think about that.
Good point. You can't be rocking the iPhone 7 if you want to snitch.
Maybe she does have a 7, but for, like, personal use.
Yeah, personal use when she's, like, on Facebook, like, hashtag terrorist.
And then she's like, hashtag volunteer.
Hashtag shepherd. Hashtag government's going down.
Hashtag Matt go Mets.
So, it's very cool that we find out that, you know, we're getting this speak in code about staying on the Mets. You're a Met. You can't be a National. So there's got to be something about D.C. maybe that we're going to open up to maybe in next season that Shepherd wants to keep him from. But something that's extremely interesting in the midst of all this is that we get this sequence with Patterson and figuring out how Patterson has been so strong. Because we have always talked about, man, Patterson is just, she is amazing. Patterson is a wizard.
Her software abilities.
Well, apparently, Patterson is not as amazing as we thought. She's still amazing. Patterson, we got love for you.
Yeah.
But Patterson has been tipping the scales using Omaha when Omaha is supposed to be something that's dead and buried. And I'm very interested to see where she's going to go from here, because she seemed to have a breakdown.
Do you think Borden is actually, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? Just getting to her is kind of thing?
Maybe
it was a shock in the beginning for the past two episodes, but then now it's kind of catching up to her. Like,
yeah, because she doesn't have, like she said, she has a hand tied behind her back. So maybe she's feeling like she's being crippled, but it's like, no, you haven't been crippled. You're not supposed to be using this in the first place.
Mm.
And I mean, Weller is right you know, there has to be a line because the way, and I cannot remember, in the chat, guys, let us know the name of the old program that his boss was using. But this is how this stuff happens because it's a slippery slope. She's like, oh, well, we'll just use it for Sandstorm. It's not, that's not how it's going to be. No. You'll just use it for Sandstorm.
We'll have another
for like,
Snowden effect.
Yeah, it'll be, you'll use it for like 2 weeks just for Sandstorm.
Yeah.
But then you'll realize, man, I really loved it when I could use this for everything.
They just capture the villain right away. Yeah. Villain. I mean, yeah. We're talking about Disney now.
Yeah, so villain. Now I, one thing I really want to see is Patterson struggling with, because it's not that she's not smart, but just struggling to solve these things without just a touch of a button. You know,
yeah.
I really want to see her struggling and working hard to solve these cases and solve these tattoos and mysteries because she doesn't have the you know, the set it and forget it, you know, program of Omaha.
I do feel like regarding, remember, .com?
Oh, yeah. .com's in the house.
Was it richrich.com?
Yep.
Why did I always forget everyone?
Oh, Daylight. Name? Thank you, Ivan. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Daylight. Okay. Yeah. That was, yeah, okay. We both blinked out on the old man's name, but he's dead now, so it's like we only get to use his name once.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, just like him, I feel like she actually used her own skills.
Yeah.
Physical mind to calculate his episode. Yeah. Like, I didn't see much Omaha usage.
Yeah. The Omaha, I think, was being used a lot on the tattoo stuff.
Exactly. Oh, my God, I need water later. But, well, yeah, I do feel like it was used on the tiger.
Yeah.
And then all the tattoos that we've been finding. And then also, like, Genesis 235.
Yeah, 325.
Yeah, it's like those. Those are what you need Omaha for, not just catching whatever.
Yeah,
just knowing the next step.
Kind of like Weller said, you know, that it's a very slippery slope. You know, you get into that, and then next thing you know, you're listening to, like, everybody. You know, you're listening to, like, every single conversation that even goes over the airwaves, and it can get very Big Brotherish very fast.
Yeah, which it did before.
Yeah, which it did before. Yeah, yeah. So it's very cool to, you know, guess what she's going to be, the pressure she's going to be under, because apparently the pressure does bust pipes, and she had an episode right at the end of this, near the end of her arc of this episode.
Yeah,
you know, she fell out in front of Z, and we don't know where she's going to be at next episode. I mean, she's going to be okay because we saw the premiere, but we'll see where she is mentally.
I don't see it being much far off from what she does currently, being the biggest asset but very underrated.
Yeah. It was very cool when we all knew something was wrong when they asked her, like, well, how'd you figure this out? And she's like, oh, you know, it's no big deal. And they were like, so you don't want to tell us? Because usually we all know that Patterson makes sure that you know exactly how smart she
true.
Is.
True, well said, yeah. Because instead of this time she was like, oh, it's just algorithms and
math. Yeah,
algorithms,
don't worry about it.
Yeah, usually she's like, well, I did that.
Yeah. You're so like, right. You know, I pressed some stuff and don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
But a cool thing is that we get these files because we finally learn Ellen Briggs is Shepherd. And we bring that file to Roman to see if it will help kind of jog any memories, bring anything back. And all he is able to pull is a feeling for her. Like, I feel like I know her. I feel like, you know, I like her. I feel like she's a friend or something. But he doesn't, like, it doesn't help.
Oh, I met her
learn.
At the, latitude, longitude.
Yeah, it doesn't
day.
Bring any of that. And we get a very interesting sequence between Roman and Remy, or Jane, where you have him seemingly sort of beginning to turn into his old self. And he makes some points. You know, what do you do that the government doesn't let you do? You know, I'm locked in this box, but where, you know, they're supposed to be so great, but I'm locked in this box and I haven't done anything. And, you know, what do you do? What haven't you done that the government hasn't let you do or told you about or watched you do or whatever? And he's, you know, he's starting to, I guess, lean that way on his own, that he's not too keen on the government.
Yeah.
I think we could end up with a problem on our hands with that.
You know, maybe that's a good correlation to how the farmers felt. about the government.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you bring it up, they were fed up with what the government was doing on their properties.
Just that Roman has the powers to...
True.
He's got
to
the skills.
To actually full out, you know, do that. But it was pretty cool in the chat. We're talking about getting over this tattoo stuff.
Yeah.
Are we done with it?
I don't think we're ever done with it because we haven't solved them all. But I think we're going to continue on this path of phasing them out, sort of. Because now we know Sandstorm and we know Shepard, so now we don't need the tattoos as much to drive the story along. Now we have someone else to kind of like help drive that story.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll dial back on the tattoos a bit. Maybe we'll see the tattoos like once every maybe three episodes or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we
That's
have
where we're at right now, I think.
Yeah, like we'll dial it back and it'll still exist because that's what this whole story unique.
True.
But I think we'll dial it back because it's going to be more about what we learn. What we're going to talk about in a second is the Truman Protocol.
Yeah.
And that's a very interesting title. And I'm wondering, especially in the chat, let us know if you already have any, you know, theories or, you know, speculation on what the Truman Protocol is. But after hearing this tape, they run back because Weller wants to, you know, talk to the guy at the, you know, retirement home again. And he gives him this information about a Truman Protocol. And that's when you learn that maybe he knows more than he's letting on. Maybe he's a little smarter than just this, you know, than this sports talk that he's giving. And he lures him back into his room saying, you
well,
know,
he also had him, he had a very good reason.
Yeah.
Because he was so aware that he could be, they could, everyone could be listening.
Yeah.
Which they were.
Yes. And when they go back to his room, Shepard was there, and I was so surprised. I did not expect Shepard to be there. I was like, this show is killing it, man. This show is still making me hype. When we saw Shepard, I was like, oh, snap, Shepard's in there. I was like, yo, run. He turned around. He got the gun butt, and when he wakes up, we get a very intimate moment.
Yeah, it was... I didn't think
it
about it too
interesting.
Much. I know you were kind of like
she rubbed his leg.
She went
very
in not,
hard.
If she had gone in one more inch, it would have been a little bit too deep.
She rubbed him. She rubbed his knees and legs multiple times. All right. Now look. All right. Hashtag don't tell my wife for what I'm about to say. All right, look. I know Shepard's the terrorist, right? But Shepard, don't be messing with my legs like that. All right. I'm just be for real.
Get a crush.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put this badge down, you know what I'm saying, for just a little bit. But I was very surprised because, like, you know, she's talking to him, and then she goes to the – I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you got hyped. You got hyped for sure.
And I was like, yo, Weller, hit that.
Weller, please, for me.
Yo, Weller. Yo, Weller, we looking up to you, man.
I was telling you, I didn't know I have the crush on Patterson.
Yeah, you said, you know, you saw Patterson on, what was it, like a Facebook Live video or something?
Yeah, somewhere. I forgot where it was. She was speaking to, like, Blind Spot fans, and I, like, got to see her out of character, and I was like...
You're like, what?
I didn't know she was just as older than she way looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was born in 82, not saying, I'm just like... It's
just
so crazy how Hollywood
you.
Works, you know?
You're like, just surprised you.
So young.
Yeah.
You know, in the show, I feel like she acts so, like... Under what is it called? Under like under level?
Yeah, or sure, like underage? I guess. Or you could say.
Nah.
Or, I mean, not underage.
You know what
but,
I'm saying? I'm saying
yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
surprised. You know, it's so crazy that you know.
Yeah, and so when you come, when you have this scene, you get to see that in a weird way, Weller must mean more. She means more to Shepard than just a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also see her. Kill this guy that's supposed to be a friend of hers. And in her own way, she has mercy because it's like a quick death. You know, she doesn't...
Instead of Patterson.
Yeah. And it's a very quick death. And she even, like, holds his head and, like, you know, kind of, like, tears up a little bit over it. And, you know, she goes on talking about, you know, where... We get this kind of scene similar to, like, if you guys watch Marvel Netflix, similar to kind of, like, Punisher and Daredevil, or maybe trying to think, maybe like Batman and Superman to a certain degree, but we're kind of two sides of the same coin. Mm-hmm. And you get this thing where she's not potentially attacking him, but trying to slowly bring him in. And I think that if she really wanted him to be down with her the way she seems, why did she leave him? She should have stayed through the rest of his formative years, but maybe she couldn't give him the contact she needed because he had to go to Africa
there's
and all that.
There's a reason. There's a reason. I have no idea why.
Yeah, she definitely has a reason.
Obviously, we've been behind Shepard this whole time. Yeah. We've never been a step ahead.
Yeah, we've never been a step ahead. Like, Shepard has the leg up on everybody.
She has her reasons.
And it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy to see that she has like this weird, it's like she has this strange kinship. Like she's very interested in Weller. Like she doesn't see him, it's almost like she doesn't even see him as an adversary. It's almost like, you're just someone I haven't recruited yet.
Or like, I haven't woken you up yet.
Yeah. Like, because she said the next time we meet, you'll be joining me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that's pretty prophetic.
It could get all Breaking Bad like we've talked about before, yeah, you know? Maybe like we're going to root for the bad side because we find out the good side.
Come to the dark side. So, I mean,
you got that down.
So she could be pulling him over to the dark side, man. Weller, man, come on, man. I know what Shepard looked like, man. Look, man to man. Yo, Weller, stay strong, man.
So far, everyone has been involved with Shepard one way or another. Most people.
Yeah, Patterson has, you know, intertwined. She's crossed paths with Patterson. Jane, definitely. Roman, definitely.
Weller now.
We don't even know. Like, the way she's weaved herself, we don't, maybe Nas or anything.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Because it seems like she is everywhere.
Yeah. Has her hands in everything.
And that's something that I love about this. I love the long-term villain. I love, like, the way they're playing Shepard out, I'm really enjoying it. Like, guys, let us know in the chat if you like how Shepard's being played up, but I'm really loving how we're not getting too much Shepard. Like, yeah. We know she's kind of like a threat, but she's not in our face
all
the time.
We're only seeing her at her most powerful moments.
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting. But yeah, that's about it. What else? Do you have anything to... I think that's about it.
This episode made me happy.
Yeah.
I think for every two...
Another solid one.
Yeah, we get two good episodes out of every three, I think.
Yeah, it's...
Which
this season's
that
been
even
very
that third
solid.
One is bad, but it's like,
yeah, it's like,
slower.
It just slows down
it
a little bit.
It builds to the next two.
Yeah.
So I feel like we get two for every one.
Yeah, this has been a very solid season.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, let's go on and get into predictions. All
right. Yes.
Okay, so what do you have in mind?
My prediction is I think we're gonna be going. What if they actually went to the Mets? Like there was something to do with the stadium, like blowing it up.
You know what? That's very interesting. I think there might be more to the Mets than just saying using it as a metaphor.
Yeah.
So you know what?
Possible.
You're right. There might be. I think we're going to end up digging more into... I think we're going to start uncovering more stuff from that file because there's so many redactions. I think we're going to find out that... I think we're going to find out that Shepard was closer to Weller's family. Like, even his father
Ooh,
and
that's
stuff.
That's good. Smart.
I think there's going to be a connection with his father. Maybe the reason his father, you know, acted the way he did. Because even when he met and reconnected with his father, it was very, very cryptic-like. You know, it was very... He was still kind of guarded, even though they kind of, you know, they made amends and all that. But
I like that prediction
a lot. He was still very guarded. So I'm expecting to see some more family stuff tied in with Shepard, because we're not done with how deep her web has been, you know, spun or whatever. So.
I like that prediction a lot. It could be we're going to dive way into his family history.
Yeah,
like we
yeah.
discussed before, this is like a hitman situation.
Yeah.
She's been with all these guys since birth.
Yeah, definitely. She's been training them up.
Yeah.
So real quick before we go, I got to say that the best dress this episode, Nas in that red dress.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, she was looking good. I'll give you that.
You're bad, girl. you was doing your thing. I was like, word?
She looked good.
Was she doing your thing? So, man, thank you guys for watching this. For everyone in the chat, from Ivan Soto, Amin Marty, oh, yeah, yeah, the latest late show. What is it?
Selwonk.
Yeah, yeah. All you cats, thanks for being in the chat. Don't forget to hit us up in the comment section, because the chats do not stay. Also, hit that thumbs up. Give us a like and check us out on iTunes. Also, never forget, everywhere on AfterBuzz. But before we leave, I gotta say, I am Michael Young at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And this is
Mr. Nick Marty. You can find me everywhere at NickMarty13 and The Latest Late Show. And you can actually see The Latest Late Show in the chat right now.
That's right.
And don't forget to check out other shows on AfterBuzz, like The Bachelor.
Yep.
Like, what do we got?
What
the Magicians.
Weren't you on Fuller House?
We're doing every show. Yeah, we got Fuller House.
Yeah, and you can check me out on Sleepy Hollow.
Exactly.
So.
We got a bunch of shows that we cover. If you like us, you can see these friendly faces on other shows. Definitely tune into those.
Yes. So we thank you for watching. Don't forget, #blindspot, #youblind. And we will see y'all next week for another amazing episode of Blind Spot.
Catch y'all later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.